Made by nature and refined by the very essence of human life, we'll meet with the traditional sounds of Korean history. Eternal Harmony. Gojoseon is Korea's first state that existed from the country's very beginnings to the year 108 BC, and Korean folk tunes have traveled together with the country's history. Folk tunes reflect the very lives of the people, the environment in which they lived, and the feelings and emotions most distinctly, and have naturally altered and adapted into various forms to accommodate the changing times. Although in the beginning, folk tunes were restricted to the area in which they were made, as the society, economy, and cultural aspects of the nation developed, and it was easier to communicate and interact, thus creating a more unified nation, folk tunes that could be sung in all areas were created. If we want to know about Korean folk music, we should take a closer look at its origins, that is, the regional folk tunes. Today we'll be looking at the Gyeonggi folk songs called Gyeonggi Ninyo. The song you just listened to is a representative Gyeonggi folk song called Gyeongbok Gung Taryeong. Have you ever heard of Gyeongbok Gung or Gyeongbok Palace? It is a palace from the Joseon Dynasty that is located in the heart of Seoul on Sejongno. The Gyeongbok Palace was originally built in the 14th century, but was partly destroyed by a fire during the Japanese invasion around the 16th century. In the 19th century, the people worked hard to restore the Gyeongbok Palace to its former glory. The Gyeongbok Gung Taryeong was a work song sung around this time. Later, the song was sung by professional singers and was transformed into the representative Gyeonggi folk song it is today. A Gyeonggi folk song refers to the songs that were sung in the northwestern regions of South Korea, namely in Seoul, Gyeonggi Province, and parts of Chungcheong Province. Its features are that it has a clean, clear, and precise sound. Singers who sung Gyeonggi folk songs were able to sing folk tunes from almost all parts of the nation with the exception of Jeolla Province. The reason was because the singing and breathing techniques in the Sigimse were similar. The Sigimse refers to the musical effects that a singer produces to create a more impressive sound and give life to the song, and is usually applied to the notes, or nonghyeon, which is much like the vibrato of the West. It is an important aspect of Korean traditional music that places more emphasis on the tune and melody rather than on the harmony or chords. So simply speaking, when someone refers to a Sigimse when talking about Korean traditional folk tunes, you could say they're talking about a technique similar to the vibration in classical music. How about listening to another Gyeonggi folk song? It's called Gunbam Taryeong, or Roast Chestnut Song. Eternal Harmony, a place where you get to meet the beauty of Korean sounds. Next time, we'll move on to another region and explore the sound of the Namdo Minyo. Hope you can join us!